97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
All right, Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, the podcast, is they are in the studio to talk about beer as we do every Friday at this time. Their podcast is on iTunes and Google Play. You can find them on Facebook and Twitter as well, Sports Meets Beer. Welcome, gentlemans.
Welcome, Danny.
Thanks. I've been here for a while, but thanks.
You could also...
no, welcome to us.
Oh, okay.
In front of us today, we have a...
Classic.
Classic.
Yeah.
Pinnacle in the North classic. Bay brewing community. Mendocino Brewing Red Tail Amber Ale. The story of this beer goes back to 1983, when they had a location in Hopland. Beautiful little town of Hopland.
Yeah.
Population 12, I think.
Yep. Beer brewed in a town called Hopland?
Crazy.
Wow.
Am I right?
Seems fortuitous.
Oh, very nice. So, yeah, this small little happening tap room, it became, you know, essentially it was a great stopping point for anyone traveling. They had a demand. They were doing a great job selling a lot of beer, and they decided they wanted to go out to retail at that point. Then they moved up to Mendocino. I'm sorry, Ukiah, to where they started their big brewery. Mainly their lease didn't get renewed in Hopland, which is a key thing. But when they went up to Ukiah, yes, they got bigger. They sold a lot of beer. Ownership change happened. And then, you know, the beer didn't really change or evolve. And if you've read in the paper in the last few weeks, they have closed their doors. So there is a gigantic brewery up in Ukiah ready to roll. But it's pretty antiquated stuff is the problem. I've done a walkthrough there before, and it's an older system. So I'm not sure. You know, all these up-and-coming breweries, everyone is definitely more. It's about technology, and it's about efficiency. And unfortunately, that brewery is neither one of those things.
Mm.
But it is sad because it really supported a lot of folks locally.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Up in Ukiah. So yeah. It's super, you know, and it's I think someone's going to go in there because there's a Costco going right across the street from it now. So you guys are going to have their own Costco, and they're going to have a full-functioning brew pub could be there. I'm not saying it's not going to be bought, but anyways, the beer
Costco
itself.
Costco brew pub. You just get those Kirkland. Costco hot dogs and Kirkland beers.
You might be onto something.
Oh, my. It's pizzas.
Either that or it's Costco breweries. They start selling breweries. You got to buy like 8 breweries at a time because they're buying them in bulk, but Costco breweries coming to you. I think of Mendocino Brewing Company. I immediately think of this beer, the Red Tail, and I think of the Eye of the Hawk.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Because my first foray into craft beer, you know, this was something that was constantly on the shelves, and Eye of the Hawk was, you know, the 8% or 7.8% or whatever the ABV on that was, and you just thought, well, that'll get the job done for relatively low money.
Well, that was you know, their first example of getting into the IPA.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
essentially what it was. You know, Mendocino thought they would never close their doors, and yet here they are.
Right.
So what are you going to do differently?
Right, let it be a lesson.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, just it's tough. If you go through the AATMF, this you get this is definitely an amber ale, super malty. So right out of the nose, it's really biscuity, bready. You don't get a lot of sweetness, and you're definitely not getting a lot of hops, which, you know, coming from Hopland, you thought they would have used more
it's
hops.
It's not Maltland.
Yes. But you know, you get, like I said, bready, malty, all those things mixed in. Amber ales are traditionally pretty easy to drink. You know, you get a nice light reddish color hue in the glass. You get a decent off-white colored foam. You know, the taste of this beer, the malt just carries through. There is absolutely
yes.
zero bittering hops in this.
Right.
And this is just an easy drinking amber ale. I personally have a hard time with, I struggle with this category, not just Mendocino's, but all ambers.
Ambers are great food beers though, especially, you know, in the pizza and burger, you know, world that we seem to live in these days. It stands
up. Why do you stare at me when you say the pizza and burger world like
that you live in these yeah, days?
That I live in.
I said we, and yeah. You took your shirt off in the studio again, so we're all forced to look at that too. I think they're great food beers. This beer, it's been a long time since I've had it. This has like it's only 6%, but it has almost like a dry booziness in the finish here. I know you said that there's not a lot of bittering hop, and I don't consider it bitter, but there is like some kind of little like alcohol burn in the finish.
I was going to say like a little burn.
Yeah. I don't find it to be off-putting. I think it works out pretty well because otherwise it would just be this really sweet amber that I don't think would work. But I think the finish is nice on this. And, you know, it is very true to the amber style for sure.
Right.
Well, we can, you know, we can just remember them.
There we go.
Remember,
cheers to
Mendocino
you,
Brewing.
Mendocino Brewing Company.
Red cheers. Tail Ding. Amber Ale.
I just poured some out in the studio. I think they're going to be mad.
Oh, boy.
For our homies there.
Yeah.
All right. You can check out this review and others online at 977theriver.com. Just click on Beer 30. And their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer. It's on iTunes and Google Play.
And I assure you, I'm much more positive and upbeat in those than I was right now.
Jesus.
Man.
It's like the first few notes of a New Orleans funeral procession in this thing.